Welcome to this Ag Perspectives podcast as we take a look at Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan's trip into the state of Oklahoma, including time behind closed doors, kind of the barn door, I guess you might say, a meeting of agricultural leaders from across the state of Oklahoma, meeting with the Deputy Secretary in Kingfisher County on a wheat farm in a barn on Thursday morning, May 13. And Ms. Merrigan, just speaking for a few moments, then she said, take the gloves off, folks. Let's talk about issues that you want to talk about. And they did indeed. We've got three different perspectives that we wanted to share with you about that particular meeting. We'll start with Deputy Secretary Merrigan and what she brought away from that particular meeting. And we continued our conversation with her as well, querying about the issue of know your farmer, know your food.
So we had a wide-ranging discussion. Certainly there are people out there that are struggling. They want to know how they can make ends meet, how we can fine-tune USDA programs to better meet their needs. So we had some give and take. It was excellent discussion. We're really working hard to help family farmers make it in Oklahoma and around the country.
And a program that you're closely tied to or have a lot of relationship with is Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. You've got some senators out there of concern. I know that you've indicated you're going to go fairly soon and do some briefings. Tell me what you're hoping to convey to the Senate leadership.
I'm going to show them, I believe, the important work that we're doing to figure out ways to help farmers in the middle. Those farmers that are in the sales category greater than 10,000 gross sales but under $500,000 in sales, who are finding it very difficult to survive in American agriculture and where we've seen the largest outmigration from Americans' working lands. We need to find ways to undergird the farm economy for these folk, and one of our strategies is building local and regional food systems. And I think we're going to have some very robust and exciting conversations.
Is this more than just a niche program?
Oh, it's much more than a niche program.
As you think about that, how do you get, you know, that commercial production agricultural operation that, say, is doing $400,000 or $500,000 of gross sales? How do you tie it to Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food?
Well, I need that size scale operation to really succeed in some cases in farm to school programs, for example, because the really little guys are many more steps. They have to aggregate product, they have to lightly process, they have to deliver in the kind of quantities that a school could need. But when we're talking about a $400,000 operation, they might be well sized to be a very important player in farm to school. So the initiative really encompasses those size farmers.
One last question. Going back to the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food, you'd indicated you'd hope to get up to the Capitol Hill fairly soon. You going to try to do that before the Memorial Day recess?
I'd like to. We have currently a schedule, but things change, votes come up. And so it's really the ball's in their court. Hopefully we'll be up there in the next couple weeks.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Kathleen Merrigan, as she was headed for the airport after her day in Oklahoma. One of those meeting with Deputy Secretary Merrigan was the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWald. We talked with Scott right after he got out of that particular meeting with the Deputy Secretary. He came away very much impressed with how solid a grasp of issues that the Deputy Secretary has.
It was a very productive meeting. You go into these things not knowing exactly what to expect. I have a lot of respect, a newfound respect, for the Deputy Secretary. She comes in, speaks for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then says, I want to know what's on your mind, and opened it up. And at that point, we started with the question and answers and went for an hour, which is as much time as she was able to give us because of her busy schedule. She listened. She had her staff taking notes. She knew generally every issue we brought up very, very well. So I was very, very impressed with her.
Biggest controversy she's been involved with in recent days is Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. Got senators questioning that. She said that she needs to get to Capitol Hill to explain it. I know she talked about that with you.
She did. And, of course, many of us, you know, concerned when we first hear parts and pieces of this program, Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food, what is the intent? I think she very well clarified what the intent was today, and that is to reconnect the American consumer to production agriculture, not just specific niche markets of agriculture, not just let's all grow a garden and peace will be made, but to understand the production agricultural systems in the United States and the food systems. And so, I've got a greater appreciation today for that program than I did based on the rumors and innuendos and things that I was reading before.
As we think about this type of an encounter, obviously the administration has been spending a lot of time on nutrition, a lot of time on organics, a lot of time on a lot of these farmers markets, these type of things. Production agriculture has kind of felt almost left out.
Well, absolutely, and beyond left out, almost penalized for being an efficient, safe food production system and having see all the resources go off to these smaller niche markets who by no means, and she clearly understands, that we're not going to be able to use those kind of markets to feed we're supposed to double food production in the next 40 years. We're not going to do it through that system. So I think what she really, her heart of hearts was, let's try to find a way to, and she used this term, let's try to find a way to reconnect a highly urbanized Congress to rural America and to production agriculture. So I think there's four or five projects going on at the same time, organics being one. Nothing against organics. Some of these specialty markets, farmers markets, and then Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. When you stack all those up without knowing what's going on behind them, you think, this is a plot. This is a ploy to do away with conventional commercial production agriculture, when in fact I don't think it is.
OCA's Executive Director Scott DeWald. One of those hosting Ms. Merrigan across the state from Kingfisher down through central Oklahoma into Shawnee and down south of Shawnee for the tribal meeting during the afternoon hours was the current Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma working in a Democratic administration, Terry Peach. And he was very complimentary of Deputy Secretary Merrigan as well, saying that she seemed to have a real grasp of the issues that were brought up by Oklahoma agricultural leaders.
Well, as we actually visited out in a barn in a wheat farm location there in Kingfisher County, all of the agriculture groups were represented, plus a member of each of those groups that were actually full-time farmers and ranchers. And I don't think the meeting could have gone better. Deputy Secretary Merrigan was very receptive to all the comments that our producers had. We talked about issues from conservation to farm programs to from farm to school. And she was very, very interested in all the comments that we had. One of our presenters even mentioned the challenges we have with rail, and that's how that we get all of our products to market. And she was very concerned about that. I thought it was a very good meeting. I think the producers were very excited to see that Deputy Secretary Merrigan was really definitely concerned about what their issues were.
I heard that she really addressed this Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food program as far as that she really defended the concept that it can fit for a commercial production agriculture operation.
Yeah, I think what I came from that meeting is her interpretation is that Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food is more of a holistic viewpoint rather than just a small farms issue. She indicated that, you must know your farmer to know where your food's produced, and that's all inclusive, whether that would be from the small farm that might take it to a farmer's market, clear to maybe a large wheat farm or a large cattle producer, that it's important that consumers know their farmer and know where their food comes from. Whether you're a large operation that produces beef cattle to be sold through McDonald's or through your local retailer, if you're a wheat farmer that produces a large acreage of wheat, and those producers need to know where that beef and where that bread comes from, as well as where your fruits and vegetables come from that might be in your local market or your local venue that we might have in your farmer's market.
Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Terry Peach, very complimentary, the Deputy Secretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture within the Barack Obama campaign or administration. And that, of course, Kathleen Merrigan. She did serve during the Clinton years as a head of the Ag Marketing Service. Now she's back in D.C., number two person at USDA, and a very strong bully pulpit that she has as a result to push programs like From Farm to School, Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food, and other similar programs. While she can talk a good story regarding commercial size production agriculture, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in gross receipts, her first love, you can tell, and how she views the world of agriculture is through the prism of these small niche-type programs that up to now have not been the primary focus of USDA. Now, in the opinion of this number two person at USDA, they are the central focus. That's our Ag Perspectives podcast on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.